USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The United States attacked militants in the Middle East Sunday. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The United States carried out airstrikes Sunday evening near the Iraq-Syria border on Iranian-backed militias. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the strikes were ordered by President Biden in retaliation for a number of unmanned aerial vehicle attacks on American personnel and facilities in Iraq, calling them a matter of self-defense. It's the second time in his 5 months in office that Biden has ordered an attack on targets in Syria, the last coming in February in response to a rocket attack on American forces. The Pentagon says there have been a handful of UAV attacks and dozens of rocket attacks on U.S. forces in the area, prompting the latest round of airstrikes.
Iran's Ayatollah regime has refused to provide the images of its nuclear sites to the International Atomic Energy Agency. On Sunday, Iranian officials announced the monitoring agreement has expired. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Delta variant of the COVID-19 is making its way around the planet. Brad Bernards explains.
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the World Health Organization, told journalists at a regular briefing that Delta has been identified in at least 85 countries and is spreading rapidly among unvaccinated populations.
There is currently a lot of concern about the Delta variant. And WHO is concerned about it too. Delta is the most transmissible of the variants identified so far. Has been identified in at least 85 countries and is spreading rapidly among unvaccinated populations.
A surge in cases translates to more hospitalizations, which continue to stretch healthcare workers and health systems while putting more at risk of death, according to the WHO chief. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Oregon has announced they will be offering all illegal immigrants in their state free Medicaid on the dime of the American taxpayers. Albanian-born, now U.S. citizen and attorney Peter Lamage on Fox News says every American should be outraged.
This is an insult to every American citizen to begin with. It's an insult to everyone who came to the United States legally. Well, what the Democrat Party is doing right now, they are promoting chaos, lawlessness, and rewarding people who come to the United States illegally. As a matter of fact, they are enticing them to come over here. Oregon is not the only state that is providing benefits to illegals that are greater than the benefits that are providing to American citizens. And there are some cities, actually, including New York City right now, that they are having discussions as to whether illegals should be allowed to vote in the United States. What is the point of being an American citizen any longer? What is the point of coming to the United States legally any longer? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is an insult to each and every one of us who followed the law to come here in on the proper way. Right now, the Democrat Party is trying to bring as many illegals to the United States as possible. They want to use that as a sort of future votes because they are running out of other voters in the United States. In order for someone to come to the United States legally right now, the sponsor would have to file an affidavit of support, which is a document, is a contract between the individual who is coming to the United States legally and the American citizen to make sure that they don't become public charge. If you and I were to violate the laws of the United States as after due process, we will get to receive some sort of punishment.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.